/.
Start.exe.
Start.exe, not found.
Labyrinth.bat.
Labyrinth.bat, not found. Do you need
some help? No, I know DOS. /P.
Hey, Gary, what does the /P do? I haven't done DOS in a while.
It makes it pause, so it doesn't just list everything.
Oh, okay.
Like, it'll give you a list, and then I have to press a button to continue more. So if it fills up the screen.
Oh, really smart, man. Really smart. I didn't write that many directories. I'll tell you right now.
I figured you'd put a lot of directories. Well, it's a complicated program. It simulates us, so I figured there'd be a lot of things in this, but.
Sure. Okay. I was going to write all these down, but then I was running late. So pardon me while I do these from memory. I wrote this bit in the shower this morning, which is why I was late to the record. Sorry. Labre tilde 1. Labre tilde 2. Labre tilde 3. Tax files. Zork.
Edit space tax files. What is the extension on tax files?
Those were all folders.
Oh, okay. CD space tax files.
CD. I guess I can just
change
say
directory.
Yeah. I probably don't need to make you type dir every time, huh? Probably get a little old.
DIR/W this time. This time they'll display in widescreen in multiple columns rather than pause. Little DOS tips you get from everything to Guppy.
Yeah, really learn how to navigate MS-DOS today. Yeah.
This podcast only runs on MS-DOS, just for, so people know, in case they've been cheating.
Tax files.
What is the file extension on tax files?
If I don't say an extension, it's just a folder.
Okay. CD tax files.
Seriously, tax files.
CD tax files. I gotta find these tax files.
Mom, don't open.
Oh, CD mom, don't open.
Porno.
Porno.exe.
Porno.exe not found.
CD porno.
Porno.
CD porno.
Go ahead and dir this one. I have jokes here.
Yeah. CD porno.
Dir porno, so I can say my jokes.
Oh yeah, sure. Oh, sorry.
Hey, Gary, it's D-I-R... hard to verbally improv DOS.
Why don't more people do this?
You're right.
/W.
Ass, dads, grads, nobody riding for free, big naturals.
CD dads.
Dads.exe.
Dads.exe.
Hello, step son. I'm so proud of you. You've really lived up to my expectations.
Oh, that's exactly what I want. It's always dreamed
now
of.
Now come.
Oh!
Good job. Want a catch?
Yeah, thanks, Pop. Let me clean up. Okay. Good enough for government work. Let's play catch. 60 degree
son,
angle.
Step
0.4
son,
power. No! Stepdad!
Stepdad has destructed. File delete self.
No Undertale shit. CD dot dot like 70 times.
Does that go back up?
Yeah.
Okay. You didn't want to hear what was in Big Naturals? It was going to be Encarta's tour of the natural wonders of the world.
Okay. Well, I was curious about grads. Those is legal.
Unless it's Doogie Howser.
Oh, hey. I guess that's true. I never even thought about that.
Yeah, you can be running serious risk of Doogie Howser CP, man.
Yeah, that spinoff would like only lasted for a season.
How did it get a full season is my question.
I don't know. Yeah. It tested really well.
So good.
I know. It was like people were like, I don't really care about this show that much. This Vinny kid makes me uncomfortable. And then all of a sudden people were like, wait. Now this is what I'm looking for.
A lot of people's problem with Doogie Howser CP was that Vinny kid makes me uncomfortable.
No, that was the main in the main show.
Okay, the main show.
In Doogie Howser CP, he joins Doogie Howser in busting CP rings.
Oh, yeah, they're anti it. Okay.
Yeah, no, you thought they were pro it. Interesting. they go and bust it. It's the doctor goes and inspects the children to see where like they might have been abused, and then Vinny gives them the beat down until they tell him who abused them.
It's and wild that you just said the doctor instead of Doogie.
The doctor, the creator. I can play the Doogie Howser theme song on a keyboard.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have it handy, though.
Well, fucking hell, dude. No. Go back to DOS. No, there's not one
within reach. Okay.
DOS.
DOS.
Do you want to know my full name?
Yes.
DOS Whedon.
Why? Hey, DOS
Whedon. Canceled.
DOS Whedon. That's my favorite U-boat movie.
Good one.
Thank you. CD Labratilde 1.
Labratilde 1.exe.
Labratilde 1.exe.
Welcome to Labrador Simulator 1998.
1998. It's pretty late for DOS.
Fuck you. 1994.
Okay, or it's from the future. It's like an 80s game that's called, like, you know, it's about a future Labrador.
What flavor of Labrador would you like to be?
Strawberry.
Strawberry. Not found. DLC. Not purchased.
DIR/Labrador.
This isn't DOS. This is the game. This is a game. You don't have to DOS me. This is a different voice than the DOS voice. It's...
Help.
There's no help for you.
Whoa. Oh, no.
Flavors of Labrador include chocolate, blonde, black, golden.
Okay, let's go golden.
You are a golden Labrador. Choose location. Farm.
What did farm.
I have? No, there's more. Oh. I just had to remember what they were. I didn't have a chance to write all these down, Gary. I thought about these in the shower. I made you a fake computer to play in.
I know, it's fun, but I have to go to the doctor's appointment. I'm sorry that I made us out of time crunch.
Farm. Upper England. Labrador Death Facility.
I'm looking for a little action. Let's go to Upper England.
Upper England requires Encarta 98 integration. Please insert Encarta 98 disk.
I insert my Encarta 98. It's from the future.
Enter CD key.
Ooh, good thing I have all of these in a little notebook. All right. 6, lowercase k, 8, XL, P, 9, 0, 4, dash, lowercase p, uppercase L, A, S, 4, 2, 1.
Meow, 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 chomp. This Encarta has been cracked by the Wearsman.
Hey, I love the Wearsman. I love
music by the Wearsman.
Oh, God, I love the Wearsman. My number one source for Encartas. Okay.
Upper England not found.
Oh no. Oh, the Whereas. Dr. Whereas fucked it up.
The Where's Man. I just said it.
The Where's Man. I know, but I was recognizing the fact that he spent all that time in Doogie School. Back.
Choose location. Farm. Upper England. Labrador Death Facility.
Feeling dangerous. Let's go to farm.
Enter. Farming Simulator. 2026 disc.
Ooh. Let me see if I've got this one. God damn it. This one's also cracked. All right. I'll put this one in. I'm so cheap.
This file cracked by DeWersman's grandpa.
Oh.
Cool blues riff by DeWersman's great grandpa. My baby left me. She cracked a hole in my heart. I can't improvise a whole blues song about cracks and wears. I'm sorry. I was in the shower.
It's okay. I'm sorry. Does it load the farm?
Nah, man.
No. Okay.
You know where I wrote the
back
jokes.
Back laboratory death facility.
You know where I wrote the jokes? Come on.
I know.
You know where I wrote the jokes?
I know. Pissing in the shower.
I don't do laboratory that. Death. I feel bad. My cat watches me in the shower. I don't want to piss in front of my cat.
I love to piss in front of my cats. They do it in front of me.
That's really true.
A little turnabout is fair play.
Labrador death facility. Choose room. Busy street. Chocolate factory. Old age. Jigsaw's torture dungeon.
I'm very curious about Jigsaw's torture dungeon. Can I save my game?
Game saved.
Excellent. Let's go to Jigsaw's torture dungeon because my canonical ending has to be the chocolate factory. Every dog's dream.
Tricycle,
oh no, a tricycle.
Tricycle. Rover, you spent your whole life fetching for others. Let's see if you can fetch for yourself. What, would you like to play a game? I forgot. In front of you are the bones to victory. You see three sticks labeled 1, 2, and 3. On top of stick 1 are 6 discs labeled A, B, C, D, E, and F in increasing order of size.
No!
In order to survive my deadly game, you must fetch each disc from stick 1 to stick 3. Without ever putting a larger disc on top of a smaller disc. You may only move one disc at a time. The coordinate system is to say the letter of the disc you are moving and then the number of the stick you are moving it to.
One disc at a time? Give me a goddamn break.
Yeah, man, that's
break.
How Towers of Annoy. If you could move 6 discs at a time, the puzzle would be quite easy.
That's true, but I mean, I was just thinking about for doing an audio version of it.
Sure. I'll tell you, at 6 discs, I believe the optimal solution is like 57 moves or something.
There's no way I'm getting the optimal solution.
No, you don't practice this for some reason.
Yeah, it doesn't seem that useful in most of my life.
So you thought, Labrador Retriever.
Okay, 1B, 2B, 3B.
I just said you say the letter of the disc first and then the stick you're moving it to.
Okay, well, I couldn't remember which one were which, which ones were letters and which ones were numbers.
There's 3 sticks, 1, 2, 3, and then 6 discs, A, B, C, D, E, F. A is smallest, F is largest.
There very well could have been 6 discs numbered and then A, B, and C sticks.
I know. I'm not angry at you. This is just how it sounds. I'm a puppet.
You seem very angry, Jigsaw.
I've got cancer, I think, or something. I've died, or I don't know. They
are you one of the disciples? Are you one of the disciples? Am I getting the real Jigsaw, or am I getting one of these shitty kids?
Nah, you're getting Costas Mandalore, man.
God
Sorry.
Damn it.
Yeah, the worst
I fucking
one.
Hate Costas.
Costas sucks. Why do they care so much about Costas Mandalore? It's because they could... At some point, you can't just make enough traps, I think.
Yeah.
So you've got to really pad things out with a lot of Costas Mandalore shit.
I managed to tap out of those movies on Unfilmable before we got to the Costas Valley.
Oh, that's good. The one about, again, the one with the where it's a medical insurance company executive being put through medical insurance executive shit is actually really pretty fun. I think that's like 5. But there is a lot of Costas Mandalore shit happening around it.
And then there's one of the more recent ones, like the origin one of him going down to Mexico and torturing doctors or whatever.
Yeah, that's the new one. I didn't see that one. People liked it. That's Socks. That was Socks.
Yeah, that's Socks. People like Socks. And I'm like, oh man, do it, you know, do I want to give socks a chance and give like a good version of one of these a try? But I would want to have to go through the other ones in the way on the way, you know, because of my podcasting partner who cares a lot about the lore.
Yeah.
Of these things, so it'd be
that
tricky.
Sucks, man.
Yeah, it's you know, it's she's great. She's great.
Not in that respect.
In this one respect, a challenge that we meet as a couple.
You're gonna start moving some discs, man.
Yeah, yeah. A to B to C to D to E to.
No, you just put a bunch of discs on top of. You just put a bunch of larger discs on top of smaller discs. You can't do that.
I sure did.
You can't do that.
Oh, you can't do that?
It's Towers of Hanoi, dude. You can't put.
I thought I just had to get him over there.
No, it's Towers of Hanoi. No, that would again be extremely easy.
It would take a long time, though.
No, it wouldn't. It would take six moves. You would just move each one over. You'd have an inverted pyramid at the end.
No, I wasn't going to do an inverted one. I was going to take the large one on the on A and put it on C to climb that pump.
Then that would take 11 moves. That would still not take very long.
It would take a long time in audio form.
Not as long as doing it right.
Yeah, well, I know, but I'm not going to write anything down, so we're not going to get it done right.
You don't have to remember where each disc is at all times. It's easy. It's a way to go to sleep at night.
It's not a way to go to sleep at night. The way to go to sleep at night is chems.
Yeah, I forgot. You're taking psycho to get to sleep.
Yeah, you have chems, yeah. There isn't a relaxing chem in that world.
Yeah. Oh, in Fallout, no, because they usually have like combat. They don't really give you a lot of benzos.
The closest one, I guess, would be Mentats, maybe, but I bet you that makes you really, like, on edge.
No. Mentats is definitely like talking to Elon, I think.
Well, they introduced the fruit Mentats in three.
So I'm taking a drink of coffee, so I can't put my hands around my mouth to make the voice.
Yeah, it's okay. No, I understand. I don't expect, like, a pure on-brand experience from one of the disciples. When it comes to Jigsaw, it's like you got Gallagher 3.
No, I understand. It's not even Gallagher 2. You're negging me instead of playing Towers of Hanoi, which you will have to play to get out of this, to get to the rest.
Yeah,
of
I'm not that interested in Towers of Hanoi. I might make a little version of it physically.
Also, talking a lot for a dog.
Oh, yeah, rough, rough. I figured you could understand me.
Why? I'm a puppet.
Oh, no, because, well, you're a disciple. You've got even more powers than a puppet.
Fair. A fair counter to my poorly worded point.
It would just be like A to B 3.
You're doing it.
C 2.
A 1.
A1.
Okay, so Garrett, I will tell you, you did fuck up by going to 3 first. When it's an even number of discs, you have to go to 2 first.
Hey, folks. Future Will here. Just want to acknowledge that I was wrong at that point. Gary did go to 2 first and not 3. Honestly, just a brain fart. I really regret the mistake. I feel really bad about it. Just so you know, the full sequence should have been...
This is very helpful, puppet.
2.
Yeah, that's... Again... Just do this in my head a lot.
C. Two,
exit.
1. B.
You have exited Labrador Simulator 1994.
Okay, Labrador Simulator.exe.
A. 1. C. 3. A.
Yeah. Yeah.
3.
I had somewhere I wanted my canonical ending to be, and it wasn't that.
2. A. 1.
Welcome to Labrador Simulator 1994.
C.
What flavor of Labrador would you like to be?
B.
For irony, let's go chocolate.
A.
You are a chocolate lab. Two. Your name is Pebbles.
Two. B. Three.
Ruff, ruff.
A. Three.
Choose location.
Two.
Farm.
A. One.
Northern England.
Two.
I think I might have said Upper England before.
F.
Three. Labrador Death Facility.
If you're playing along at home. Should now
Labrador Death Facility.
You have entered the Labrador Death Facility. Choose room. Busy street. Chocolate factory.
B. 1.
I don't remember. Oh, old age.
C.
Or.
A. 2.
Jigsaw Tortures Dungeon.
A.
Chocolate factory.
D. 1. A.
Are you sure?
B. 2.
Yeah.
You sure you don't want to go back into Jigsaw's Torture Dungeon? Maybe take another whack at the towers. 1.
A.
No, I think I want to go to the chocolate factory. I bet you there's a lot of fun chocolate labs there, like me.
Enter three. Enter crack.
Three.
Okay.
A. One.
I gotta get into the fucking BIOS for this.
A. Two. D. Three.
Okay.
A. Three.
And, let me try this disc. It's not labeled. It might work.
C. Three. A. Two,
it's me, baby, the wise man.
Three, just that simple.
I make techno songs, but like a baby sang them. Cracked by me with baby.
Hey, baby, the wise man.
Hmm?
Oh, I was just saying, hey, baby, the wise man.
I'm not here. I'm just a where's intro screen.
I know, but I always like to say hi because it feels like we're old friends.
You're in the chocolate factory. Augustus Gloop is here.
Ooh. Is Augustus Gloop covered in chocolate?
Not yet.
Okay. I playfully push him with my nose.
Augustus Gloop reaches out and slowly strangles you to death. They didn't say this in the book or the movie, but Augustus Gloop is a sick motherfucker.
He kills animals.
He has
tell with that guy.
He fails the marshmallow test so goddamn fast. You know what that
he
means.
He goes up to a litter of puppies and strangles two of them, and then the mom goes, save some for later. And then he has to save some of the clutch for later.
You have died.
Okay, there we go. That's the game over.
Canonically. You're in dog heaven. There are three poles here with seven discs on the left pole.
The seven discs you meet in heaven. No. I lift up my leg and I pee on the disc, on the poles. I'm a Labrador.
You win Labrador Simulator 1994.
Yes.
Labrador Simulator 1994 closes itself.
Okay. Why I was hoping for a better ending, but it was DOS in the 90s.
I wrote it in the shower, man. It's all seat of my pants here. You've gotten a lot of pre-written material this week.
I know. Don't think I don't appreciate it. I was just thinking.
Don't.
I was just slamming DOS games. Some DOS games had great endings.
Go on.
I remember, like, you know, you watch the Ultima games and shit. Those had respectable endings.
It really sounded like you had deeper pulls on that when you said it. You said it
just
with
the first thing.
Such authority.
No, I didn't want to, I feel a need to balance out the retro gaming scales by respecting DOS.
YouTube.com/Gary's thoughts, click 10 DOS games with kick-ass endings.
Bam! Ultima 4, Ultima 5, Ultima 6, Ultima 7, Dark Sun. The Alcadim game has a pretty good ending, if I recall. Maybe Eye of the Beholder. I never got there.
Go to comments. Type. Guy doesn't seem to know what he's talking about. Doesn't seem to have a script.
The reply. Hey, thanks for the feedback and engagement. I'm entering you in to win a free DOS game, like everyone who comments on my videos.
Is it going to be fucking Magic Carpet again? I don't want to play Magic Carpet again.
It's going to be a missed reply. It's going to be a mystery box. You'll find out once you get it.
You said typing reply. You said that the last two times, and it was Magic Carpet twice. I hate Magic Carpet. I don't understand how to play it.
Reply. It's actually pretty deep and good. You just have to get, you know, read the manual and everything.
You don't send reply. You don't send the manuals. It's not like a good old games packaging. It's just an EXE that it shows up at my door. On a disc cracked by someone called the Wearsman's Hot Mom, who is, admittedly, an extremely good techno artist.
Reply, keep her name out of your fucking mouth. That's my wife.
Reply, oh shit, you're the Wearsman's dad? I really like your grandpa's blues music.
Reply, thank you. He taught me everything he knows. Like to hear a track I'm working on? ? Ooh face?
Reply, no.
Reply.
Unless you actually went and got your keyboard and are going to play the song you said you were going to play earlier, which I don't remember
Boogie
what it
Houser?
Was. Doogie Howser theme.
I said Boogie Howser that time.
Ooh.
For the blues version. Boogie Howser, MD, is it? Boogie Howser, DJ. Pretty good.
Reply, pretty good.
The reply, see, everything's all right. Send me your address again. I got a mystery disc for you.
Close YouTube.
The open email, hey, we were cut off. I've got a mystery disc for you, and it doesn't have the game Flying Carpet in it. Ooh-woo face.
Your email has been bounced by the mailer demon. Me,
oh no,
the skeleton of Casey Kasem, while I'm doing a little moonlighting. Hey, Gary.
Hey, skeleton of Casey Kasem. Is money tough? Is that why you're doing a side gig?
No, I just, I don't like having idle time.
Yeah, I understand that. It sucks to be alone with your thoughts.
Right? When I'm alone with my thoughts, I end up designing elaborate computer systems for a friend to improv his way through.
Yeah.
Which is a problem for everyone.
Does your friend, or my friend, listen to music in the shower? Is this a silence thing?
Yeah, it's silence.
Okay. That's interesting. You've ever tried listening to music in the shower?
I don't like it. I don't think I've ever actually tried to listen to music. I listen to podcasts in the shower sometimes to try to drown out the thoughts. I've been lately showering every day because I'll be honest, the shower was getting up to being like a once a week thing.
Yeah. I've never gotten to once a week, but I am on like an every other day, sometimes every 3 days, you know, cause I work from home. I don't really sweat that much, and everything. But, can I tell you a piece of tech I got for my shower?
I would love to hear.
We're just talking.
We're just hanging out. I sent you the wheel. You can spin the wheel whenever you want.
Yeah, we've been hanging out long enough to where I'm starting to consider us friends.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
I consider you a coworker.
Yeah,
I'm torturing.
That's okay. I don't feel the need to have people who I like me back in this world of fantasy.
Okay, in this world of fantasy.
In this world of fantasy.
The greatest fantasy is that you're secure in your relationships.
The greatest fantasy was getting to play catch with a dad. Since I've already achieved that greatest fantasy.
Oh, yeah. You still got a little cum there, man.
I know. Yeah, I get gummy guts.
Yeah.
Like, the way I cum, like, it oftentimes gets all stuck up in my guts.
Why?
Because a lot of times, if I'm not providing into a receptacle of some kind, it's on my stomach.
Just block it with your hand.
No, I don't do that.
No?
That grosses me out.
It does. Hey, everybody, we did it.
I don't like
Drop the streamers and the balloons. We found the cum thing that grosses Gary Butterfield out.
A lot of things gross me out about cum. I just think it's funny as a verb, but as a noun, like as a viscous liquid, I don't think it feels good.
I don't know. I put a hand out and just kind of block it so it stays in one place. I don't like it getting
sometimes,
on the sheets.
So you do like a Gallagher splash.
What does that mean? Thing.
You put up like a plastic sheet like that you would at a Gallagher concert.
And that's like a Gallagher splash to you. That's
that
what
is a Gallagher splash.
Sure.
Yeah. I sometimes will lay out a washcloth to kind of protect my guts.
Yep. So you're kind of playing a target shooting game.
A little bit. It's a little bit like Pilot Wings. I got to land right on. Ding, 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 ding. Land directly on that thing.
Your band should do some Pilot Wings covers. That's a good sound.
I love the music in Pilot Wings. I love the music in all the Pilot Wings. Like the Pilot Wings franchise.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've got 3D Resort or whatever on my 3DS.
Yeah.
It's a nice way to kill 20 minutes.
It's really relaxing. I'm a big shooter for that game. And for a little while, it was like 95 cents at every GameStop.
Right.
And I was like, why doesn't everyone own this? I was going to say, though, in the shower, I picked up, because my shower heads that are tall enough for me are difficult.
Okay.
And everything. So to rinse the shampoo out of my hair, I oftentimes have to get into an ergonomically unsustainable position. And I had the thought, what if I got a little bench? So I got a little bench so I can sit down to rinse my hair.
You know,
it's really nice.
The other guy's wife has disability issues. So yeah, we're up on our bench
tech. Yeah, the bench is a real game changer. Like, and it turns it kind of like a little bit of a spa experience. I'm just kind of enjoying hot water, listening to some tunes.
Oh, the other guy's mom has a seat in. She has a big ass shower. It has a seat in it. It's great. Like an actual built-in seat. It's awesome.
That seems sick. I don't understand why that is typically only, you know, done for people who have disabilities. Like, I understand why people with disabilities get it, why it accommodates them. I believe in that. That's great. But I'm always surprised more non-disabled people don't do that, because it's very nice.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, no, it's nice to sit and have hot water going over your head. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of the best. You can still get into that even with the bones and stuff. That still feels good.
Oh, thank you for telling me about my lived experience.
No, what? It was a question. I just didn't phrase white it man? Like a question. I apologize. Oh, you're not white?
I believe Casey Kasem was some flavor of... I mean, he was Lebanese, I think, so...
I think he was.
You want to litigate whether Lebanese counts as white or not, man?
No, I'm just curious. As I never thought about what Casey Kasem is.
I believe I'll double check. Yeah, I think we checked this last time because we got into a whole thing about why he quit Transformers over its depiction of Arab people.
Born in Detroit, Michigan. So
Kamal Amin Kasem. He was born in Detroit to Lebanese Druze parents. Helen Dow and Amin Kasem, who were grocers.
Lebanese Druze, like those guys from Star Control.
No, it's an ethno-religious group constituting about 5.2% of the population of Lebanon.
Oh, okay.
It's an esoteric, monotheistic, Abrahamic religion originating from the Levant. They identify as Unitarians.
Ah, oh, ooh, esoteric. I like that.
Yeah, it's kind of it's a little bit, it feels a little judgy.
Yeah, it it does, but it sounds cooler. It's like judgy in a cool way. You know, esoteric order.
Oh, yeah. I could really learn about this. The Druze faith does not follow the five pillars of Islam. All right.
Fuck. Which pillar do they ditch?
I think
Do they not get the discs on the right pillars of Islam?
Sure, that's a fun Towers of Hanoi joke, and we're definitely not in danger of wading into any territory we're uncomfortable with.
The Pillars of Islam of Hanoi is pretty safe, I feel like, if we just leave it there. That's pretty good and safe.
I feel like you shouldn't be handling the tenets of Islam, so I guess it's the pillars. I mean, five pillars is a very easy Tower of Hanoi.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know, maybe, like, what does that say about the Islamic faith?
Great question, Gary. I shower in silence with my thoughts. I've been showering every day to try to basically get more time with my thoughts. Probably the return of the labyrinth is a direct outgrowth of that.
Interesting. Okay.
Because I have time to just think about jokes.
Yeah. Yeah. Enforced relaxation time is really difficult. Like, not doing anything.
Cat Gandalf, who's also at the shower with me.
My wife and I went and did a swimply hot tub last weekend. Yeah, last week was a really rough week for Gary's. Oh, I was very stressed.
Oh, no.
So we went and did that. And no.
Oh, okay.
It's great to just be sitting in hot water and not be able to do anything. Feels great. Like, I always think, like, I'm going to read a book while I'm in the hot tub. No, I'm not. I'm too paralyzed by not doing anything and feeling good.
I read to my wife in the hot tub. The other guy reads to his wife in the hot tub.
Yeah, also very nice. No judgment on reading. I just always think I'm going to read. And
it sounded like you were judging reading a little bit.
No, I enjoy how relaxing a hot tub is.
Can I ask you if you've read anything recently without you getting weird about me suggesting you don't read?
Sure. Yeah, that won't make me mad.
What's the last book you actually read?
I've been reading, it's not...
Actually, non-comic book. Real book for grown-ups.
Well, see, that's mean.
You said you wouldn't get mad.
Well, no, at the first thing you said, but you're adding things to it. You can't just add it whenever you want to. You're going to add a writer bill to that.
What's the last real book you held in your real human hands?
Yeah, I've been reading
magic
books.
When was the last time you touched a book?
I've been reading magic books. It's not fiction or anything. It's not literature.
You said you wouldn't get mad.
I'm not mad. I'm just raising my voice. JB Bobo's Complete Guide to Coin Magic, real book I'm actually reading. I haven't finished it. It's long.
That's cool.
It's super cool. I'm taking this like dare that you gave me more seriously than I have any right to.
Gary, I want to make fun of it, but I like all the things.
Yeah, it's a. I mean, it does mean that I'm reading books by somebody named J.B. Bobo.
Sure, which, and I didn't weird. Really want to camp out on J.B. Bobo. That feels more like an abject suffering thing.
Yeah, he might. It also, maybe it's his real name and he can't really choose it. You know, that sounds like a stage name, but it sounds like a stage name for a clown, not a coin magician to me.
Sure, so, you know, sometimes in this life you simply have to honk on Bobo.
I also bought from a small little independent store across from Hippo Hardware a zine, the little history zine that talks about the Cold War. It's essays and the history of the Cold War in like a little fun zine form with fun illustrations.
That's cool.
Last not a comic book.
Yeah, last zine I bought was the Guide to the Zygomatic Museum.
Nice. I love a zine.
Have you gotten out there yet?
Not yet, no.
It's so if people don't know, I'm saying the name wrong. Portland Zygo. It's not Zygomatic. I want to say this right. The Zymoglyphic Museum. If you're in Portland, it's only open one day a month. It's just this weird dude who decided to make little fake animal museum exhibits and put them in a little house in Portland.
Sick.
It's just
I'm very interested. The one day a month is what has kept us from going.
Yeah, it's just literally a room. He rented a house, I think, next to his house, and there's just a room upstairs full of these weird little dioramas he's made with their own kind of like history to them. And then downstairs, you can buy a zine that is a tour of favorite exhibits that was drawn by an 8-year-old.
That's incredible. I love a hyper-specific fake reality museum. And I love a museum that's just out of a house.
It's great. It's so cool. It's very crowded. It's just you. Yeah, there's its website lists the main exhibit hall. It's one room. Oh, it's undergoing a major renovation. It's currently closed. Scheduled to reopen in the summer of 2026. For details, see here.
Click those details.
Excavation complete. Construction begins. Permit issued. New address assigned. I think he's just building an addition onto it.
Excavation, yeah. Wow, he's owie. Okay. That's good. It's good that I didn't go because I just have to go again.
Yeah.
To get the complete edition. Yeah. I'm waiting for the battle pass for this museum.
I love a battle pass, don't you?
I love a battle pass to a museum specifically. You get all the exhibits in the future.
Oh, Gary, you want to start recording?
Yeah, let's, 10.
9.
8.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1. Gary, you are in the labyrinth. Please, spin the wheel.
All right, allow me. There's a couple additions to the wheel as well.
I don't think so.
Okay. Let's see if I get any of those additions. Doesn't look like I'm going to get one of those additions. I got 10.
Okay, a stupid one. Great. Hold on. Sending you a link in GChat. Gary, okay. You enter. Come on. Just open.
Fucking hell, man.
Okay, you enter a dark room. There are tiles upon the wall featuring the letters of the English language. You have entered into a game of Death Wordle.
Ooh.
Okay. So, Gary, the way this is going to work is you're going to hit the make your own Wordle button at the top of here.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to pick a 5-letter word. Don't tell it to me. And then generate a link for it and send it to me.
Okay.
And I'm going to make one for you. Actually, I'm not going to be playing. Obviously, you can't play against me. I know every word, including words in, like, lich tongue and things like that. You're going to be playing with this guy.
Well, hi there.
Oh, okay.
Hi there.
Oh. Hey.
I'm Jerry.
Hey, Jeremy.
The labyrinth's facilities manager. I make sure that everything in the labyrinth is in good shape before it explodes. Jerry.
Did you say your name is Jerry?
Jerry.
Jerry? Okay. Jerry. Should I be putting the emphasis there?
What?
Okay. Jerry.
Jerry.
Okay. Hey, Jerry. Nice to meet you. I'm Gary.
Jerry.
I had an uncle named Jerry.
Is it me?
And my dad's name was Gary. And my dad also had a third brother whose name rhymed with that, but I can't remember his name. It might have been Larry.
Yeah, Gary, you're not going to want to get too complicated here with Jerry.
Okay, let me do my word here and generate my link.
Okay, and so copy just link. Exchange the link with Jerry. Jerry's going to send you his link.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me just click the auto response that GChat suggested here.
I like that one.
I clicked it twice. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Okay, so I'm going to just say what word I put in and then tell you what colors I got for it, okay? I'll go first. It's me, Jerry.
Okay.
Gonna try Jerry. All grays. Okay. Oh, boy.
Yep.
I'm gonna... So
just to be clear, whichever one of you doesn't win this Wordle back and forth, going back and forth, is going to be executed. And Jerry's got a lot of kids.
They're all named Jerry.
Oh, Jerry's kids. I've heard of Jerry's kids. I've donated a dime to you recently at the gas station.
Thank you.
Oh. Are we taking turns?
Yeah.
Do I do one now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Got you. I'm going to say... I don't play Wordle on the regular.
Sure.
I'm going to say pants. I got all grays.
Yeah, I got that. That's going to be all grays.
Gary, are you getting outthought by Jerry?
So far I am, but it's only been one word.
All right. Well, I'm going to put in my favorite thing that my wife makes, which is milks. Oh, I got yellows on the I and the L.
Yep.
That means that you don't play it. I play a lot of Wordle, Gary. Jerry.
Sure.
That means that those are in the word, but not in the right place.
Yeah. Yeah. You're kind of doing a voice very similar to a Cutthroat Kitchen judge that me and Liv like, who said, I've had fried chicken, but I've never had a fried chicken sandwich. And it's basically this voice. It was a guy who was a football player.
Oh.
Like, obviously, okay. Had taken a lot of hits to the head as a judge. And he goes, holds up a finger, like he's saying the most interesting trivia in the world, saying, I've had fried chicken, but I've never had a fried chicken sandwich. And you get to see everyone react to that as if that's a normal thing to say and that it's believable even a little bit.
Yeah. When the rooms explode, I get hit by a lot of stuff in the head.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe it.
Jerry.
All right, let me take a look here.
I wasn't expecting this to be quite such audio poison.
It's I don't play it that often, so I'm kind of getting used to it.
Sure.
You know?
Five letters in a word? What?
Yeah, who would have thought? It's a give me a second. I know this is annoying. I'm sure.
Gary, I did not.
Okay,
think this
I
going
put it in
a load bearing point.
I put in chord. Now, what is the R has come up with? It's I think yellow, but also I'm colorblind. Is it yellow and green, or what is the other color?
It can be yellow and green.
Well, I don't know what this is.
Genuinely, Gary, if you go up to the eye at the top, you can turn on colorblind mode.
Hey! Man, oh, that is so good.
And it'll tell you whether it means it's in the letter is in the right spot or not.
Yeah, that is a good... okay, it is in the correct spot.
Yeah.
Correct letter and correct spot. Nice.
I could have told you. Before I found this, before the skeleton... And then the guy who the skeleton... I get confused with the layers, man.
Yeah. No,
it's confusing.
Me too.
Does the skeleton have a wife who has a disability in the shower? I don't know.
It's
Jerry.
Hard to say.
My wife makes milks, and they're delicious.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But the guy originally thought, oh, they could just do this verbally.
Yeah. Well, we are doing it verbally. It's just, oh, you without this thing? No.
Yeah, without this thing. Just
the guy's pretty ambitious about doing things verbally while doing improv.
Yeah, it's fun, though, isn't it? To push yourself.
It's pretty fun. It remains to be seen what it does in terms of audio.
It's experimental podcasting, he keeps saying. The guy inside the skeleton. Jerry!
Yeah. Hey, Jerry. What your new word? You got a new word?
Guild.
Guild? Okay.
Oh, how that treats the you. I's in the right place, but the L isn't. The G is in it. So I'm thinking this might be an ING word.
I've had fried chicken, but I've never had a fried chicken sandwich.
Boy, I bet your wife is loving that one, man.
She does it more than I do. She does love it.
Jerry.
Jerry. Gary. Gary.
Oh, no. The Pokemon disease is spreading.
Gary.
Your turn. Five-letter words.
I know. I'm trying to find five-letter words that have the R in that space. And it can't end in a D.
Can't end in a D.
Gary. Yeah. Like, knocking out that A has really messed me up. Did you know a real thing about Gary?
Yeah, Gary.
Is that I really love word games when they're not about spelling.
Okay.
Like, if I'm doing like a categories or a taboo.
Sure.
Or something like that, yeah. I can like slay. I'm really good at those. And then when it comes to how words are constructed out of letters, like it's just a different way of my brain.
Oh, yeah. That'd be maybe a good thing to talk to a neurologist about.
You think so?
Well, I'm not a doctor. I'm a skeleton. Yeah. I don't even have most of that stuff.
It doesn't seem like a doctor thing. It just seems like a way that you can have different strengths and weaknesses when it comes to...
I mean, you might have some measure of dyslexia. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah, definitely things about numbers and letters.
Just think how much you could throw in the other. If you had an official dyslexia diagnosis, do you know how much shit you can make the other guy eat? For all the shit he's given you?
Feel pretty bad, which I like the idea of.
You could really read that guy to filth, man.
Yeah, I do like the idea of that quite a bit.
Is that a good reason to get an official diagnosis? Is spite?
It's not a good reason.
Gary, I'm vamping so you can come up with a five-letter word, man.
I know, but I can't think and talk at the same time here. That's part of why this whole thing is difficult. I'm thinking at the end of this, we might have either an R-Y or an R-E.
Okay.
Because it's not going to be charm. It's not going to be C-H.
Not going to hear from me. I'm not going to give you any hints.
And then the R is in the right place. So it can't be frame.
Jerry.
It can't be, boy. And did I already do the S? I did already do the S. But let's try this. Let's see if that is correct. I put in Leary, and that's got a lot of correct stuff. The E and the Y are in the right place.
Oh boy. The guillotine's getting closer to my neck.
Mm-hmm. Gary.
I'm going to try thing. Oh, it's not an ING word. All right. Oh, boy. But the in was it? Okay. So I got L, I, N, and G is four of my letters. Jerry.
Okay. Jerry. You are doing better than me so far, having the four letters. So I think the guillotine is closest to mine here. Let me see. I'm going to try J-E. R-R-Y for Jerry.
Oh, no.
Bing.
No, please don't. Please don't. No.
Yeah, they're my children now.
And your milks, Gary.
My milf.
Your milk. And my milk? Yeah, your milf, yeah.
Oh, my milks. Okay, from the milf.
Yeah,
excellent.
So, yeah, sorry. There was a lot of blood spurting while I was trying to say that joke, so... Yeah, man, you just fucking killed Jerry, man.
Let me do the auto reply in G-Chat.
That's cool. Yeah, too. I took, indeed, yes. That was a good one. What was your word, was Gary?
A line.
Ooh, tricky. Tricky.
Yeah, I was trying to make it tricky.
Yeah.
The
I was trying to pick a word and then say it 40 times to try to get you to put it in.
Well, can I tell you the journey I went on with that?
I would love to hear about your journey.
I did think about that. And then I thought, I can't remember the rules for proper nouns.
Well, there's Jerry can.
And well, that's what I was just about to say.
Yeah.
And then too late, you know, by which I mean not too late. I did it. By the time I did it, I remember there is like Jerry can. There's Jerry as a non-proper noun. But at first I was thinking that was disqualified because of proper nounness.
Yeah, I don't know if Custom Wordle does worries about that.
Yeah. Yeah, I had no idea. But that's why I was avoiding a name.
The room explodes!
Okay, me and my kids and my milks and my milk mama are going to go into the next room together.
Yeah, we got to try to get through two rooms today.
You think so?
I think we can get through two.
I think we can probably get through two.
I know you have a heart out.
Okay, then I can drink some mama milk. All right, whatever this one is, it has to be like a 5-minute room.
Sure.
And it is 17.
Oh. I'm going to swap 17 and 18, bud. One moment.
Okay. Well, I've already hit remove.
Yeah, no, I'm just swapping what they are on my list.
Okay. Got you.
I can do that. Yeah, you know, you're entering a room. It's got two movie seats there.
Ooh.
Sitting in front of a big screen. And then there's a box of eyes and a box of ears because it's time for everyone's favorite movie review show, Wiggle, Will, and Gambit Review a Film. Today's film, One Battle After Another.
Hello, Wiggle, Will. This is Gambit and Wiggle, Will Review a Movie Show. My name is Gambit and... My name is not Wiggle Will. Wiggle Will, how are you doing today?
I am doing very good, Gambit. Thank you for asking. Today we are reviewing Paul Thomas Anderson's One Battle After Another.
Yeah, this movie confused Gambit. Gambit not understand what was going on in this movie.
Gambit, I would like to just interrupt to say you have said that about every single film we have ever reviewed.
Movies have become
except Deadpool and Wolverine.
That movie I understand. There is also a movie called De Quick and De Dead, which I understand. And a movie called Maverick, Name of Maverick, that I understand. Those are the main movies that I think are understandable to... the general movie go public.
What specifically confused you about One Battle After Another?
I do not know why that beautiful Bella wanted to stick her hand on Sean Penn's dick so much. It was weird. He old. He Professor X old. And Professor X don't get no action no how.
What about Lalandra?
Lalandra don't touch him dick. They use Shi'ar bird sex. She lay an egg and him spray on it.
Spray how?
Huh? With the little bald professor in him pants. It does a cerebro all over the egg.
My review of this film is that I really liked at the end when the road was straight. Too many roads in movies are... they go up and down distractingly. This road was nice and straight.
Yeah, you have said that about many of the films we have done as well.
I saw the Blues Brothers and thought, why does the road go up and down?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wiggle Will get sick to his tummy.
What you think of performance of Benicio of Toro?
I thought it was overhyped on social media, but still good.
Yeah, it was definitely something that was brought up. He is a cool guy in it, which I like, but it does seem like him could just have solved all problems.
Gambit, what did you think about the film's sexualization, some might say fetishization, of black women?
Gambit got deeply involved in that discourse. Gambit read many a take on the Twitter and the Blue Sky about that. And at first, Gambit felt defensive about it because it was not explicitly demeaning. But then Gambit read a couple of essays about it, specifically one by Signifier FD on the name of YouTube in the professor box that Gambit have in his basement room. And on that, he made some good points about it. So Gambit feel mixed about it.
Do you think Anderson's status as a husband to a woman of color and a father to biracial children gives him a pass?
Gambit don't think there really is a pass for that kind of thing. It is up to people who watch to what they think. I don't want to tell any black person what to think about that.
That's Gambit very progressive, Gambit.
Gambit is progressive down in the bayou. You got to be progressive when you're down there because there are people of all colors and there's food of all colors. And if you want to eat the food, you got to understand that sometimes a black crawfish tastes just as good as an Asian crawfish.
Gambit, how many times have you had food poisoning this last year?
Gambit has never had food poisoning, but him does understand that when you eat food, you do die and feel bad. But it's okay. Krakoa Protocol resurrect Gambit when him eat bad.
Gambit, how many times have you eaten black seafood, like pitch black shellfish, and then had to be resurrected via Krakoa Protocol?
Gambit not entirely remember because him loved etouffee.
The room explodes because Gary's got a heart out at noon.
Yeah, I have to go to the doctor.
There's still a little bit of Gambit in there, man.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to shake off.
You can't talk like Gambit to the doctor, dude.
Dr. Cameron Smith would enjoy that. He's so small. If he gave me any guff, I'd crumble him up.
You are still gambiting kind of pretty hard,
I
man.
I know. I got to shake it off. What can people do if they like this show? It's hard to shake off. It's fun.
It's very funny to me that literally you were...
I know, it's because it's fun.
Yeah, patreon.com/duckfeedtv to support the whole network.
Mm-hmm. And you can leave us range reviews, provided they're 5 stars. And you can join us in thanking Will, our producer for this show.
Fuck that guy. Fuck that guy. Yeah. Fuck that guy.
Can someone get this skeleton a Nokia?
Someone get this skeleton a Nokia!